we have a new face next to me, Miss Nthabo. Nthabo.
Okay, I was right.
Miss Nthabo Lindiwe, who's going to be as secretary of the committee. She's not acting now. She's the committee as secretary. The writer?
Yes.
Yeah. He's replacing the lady by the name of Kakaza. Kakaza has been acting throughout. I'm sure after this meeting, she does have your contact details. Definitely. Then you will exchange the details, the contact details with her. Lindy, well, you are welcome to this committee. It's a very good committee, good members. We have Honorable Madisha from COPE and the two honorables from the ANC, Honorable Nyekemba, that side, and Dikeledi. We also have someone from the Minister's Office, Parliamentary Liaison Office of the Minister of Labour, Mr. Mkhono, and the researcher. Are you acting? Oh, so researcher of the committee, Cindy. Members, we have I understand the meeting that we are having, we don't necessarily need a quorum or chat. The meeting is about the program of the committee going forward from now. But first, I wish to welcome everybody who's here. Hope that we are going to have a good year. We will cooperate with each other as we did, irrespective of our ideological affiliation. We are different parties, but the agenda is the same. We are here as public representatives, representing the masses of our nation. I'm sure what we started with last year will be through with it before, as soon as it is possible. That will be guided by the manner in which we proceed with the program and the parliamentary programs. Now, there is a draft program for this term in front of us. And this is a program that has been circulated to all the members of the committee. This program, it's in front of you, members. I hope that everybody has, I assume that everybody has the program. That's what we're going to talk about going forward. Looking at this program, that's a program that was done by us, except one item of the fourth. It's also something that we decided upon earlier on that has been postponed a number of times for various reasons. But I will give it to you to deliberate on it and map the way forward. There are only two apologies, I'm told. There's a third one. I'm sure it's missing. It's somewhere in the system. It's either in Kakaza's office or somewhere else. So those three members, from ETA, it's only one apology that we have received from Honorable Law. And we have two members of the ruling party, Makubela and Kumalo. Those are the only apologies that we have. Members, the program is in front of you. Are you happy with the program as it is? Are there any clarities on this program? Do you want to amend the program? Honorable Madisha. Thank you, Honorable Madisha. Any other contribution from the Honorable Madisha's contribution? Honorable Nyakemba.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think in principle, the point that has been raised by Honorable Madisha is one of the matters that I think we need to look at. But I think the if you check the program itself, the part that after the State of the Nation address, I think is to look at ourselves as a committee, given what the president is going to say, what could be possible things that we need to look at, try to map out or put into details, because the president, of course, will say things broadly. Now, I think ours at that time, not necessarily to formulate a position, but to say, what is it that the president has said on the issues that we need to look at as the Portfolio Committee on Labour, then map out a way of how do we deal with those issues. But I think linked to that, after we established our own understanding, I think that is the point that Honourable Madisha is raising. We have our own understanding as public representatives, and then bring in the Department of Labour to say, what is it that is going to do? Because if you check in the program, there are parts that the Department of Labor needs to come and present their strategic plan. Of course, that strategic plan will also be informed by the State of the Nation address. So the point I'm raising, Madam Chair, is that I agree with him, but the issue might not necessarily be us to have the committee after the State of the Nation address. I think that's how I understood it. I think the last point, Madam Chair, which in fact Honorable Madisha didn't spoke on, is the oversight visit to fishery industry, which is on the 4th, meaning this coming Thursday, in terms of the draft program. I think that one we need to take it out for now, because normally Thursday is caucus day. I think all parties, they do have caucuses on Thursdays, and then maybe the committee secretary with the chairperson can look at the parliamentary program and see when can we have this oversight visit in the fishery as soon as possible. And I think for now, from the program, we take it out. The last point, Madam Chair, is that normally programs that's what I've heard is that you will have your multi-party chief whips meeting where all chief whips of all political parties in parliament, they will get together and look at the program and map out of what is it that needs to be done sequentially on issues by different committees. So I would submit that as much as after looking at the program itself, I don't have a problem with the exception of the oversight visit on the 4th. I will suggest that we agree on the content of the program, with the exception of the 4th of February. We agree with the content. And then when the multi-party chief whips meeting takes place, and then obviously a concrete program out of that will come, and then we'll simply put dates. But if the outcome of that meeting that doesn't interfere with the dates that we have, that will be hallelujah. I wanted to suggest that, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Other views that are different from those of the two speakers, or contributions, further contributions. Honorable Tikileti.
Thank you, Chair. I do not have a different view. Just to say, after the chief's meeting, if there are any inputs from other parties, can you have them being forwarded to you or the secretary so that when we meet, we already have them incorporated instead of us waiting for another meeting at some other time.
Thank you, Honorable. Any more contributions on the program? Honorable Madisha, if there's no other hand, are you comfortable with the thought, the suggestion by Honorable Nyekemba about the thought?
Well, I'll support him on the proposals he has made, including what I had put on the table.
I think then if we agree on what has been contributed by the members on this program, we are saying we are waiting on this for us to finalize the program. There are certain aspects that are outstanding, your State of the Nation address, the parliamentary program that is going to culminate out of the meeting of the chief whips, multi-party chief whips. So therefore we can't, as it is, we're going to leave this program as it is until such time, then we can re-look at the program and finalize it. So I'm sure the parties, various parties, Comrade Tikileti, I'm sure even before the meeting of this multi-party chief whip, they will meet. And then by the time we come and finalize the program, definitely you'll be briefed by various chief whips. There will be input by various parties on that program. So by the time we come here, I'm sure they might have, different parties might have views. At this stage, it is difficult until such time. So, meaning that we are leaving the program as it is until. So, the next meeting will be when? Should we, after the State of the Nation address. But I'm sure the committee secretary will guide us and myself, as it has mentioned, we'll look at the program and see. Is the 16th? Are we using the 16th? Honorable Nyakemba.
I think so for now, let's say the 16th, until such time that the multi-party chiefs will meet, if they have something different, and then obviously there will be rearrangement of the game. And I think in qualifying that also, yourself and the Control Committee Secretary, you will look at parliamentary program, and if then there might be something that you feel that we need to meet even before the 16th for that matter, I'm just making an example, then obviously you will make arrangements. Hence, we just adopt the content. And the dates, yes, they are fine, but there might be changes of the dates depending on the other meetings that are supposed to be.
I'm sure we understand each other. It doesn't necessarily mean that on the 16th of February we're going to have a meeting. We might have a meeting or not have a meeting, depending on this a meeting of Chief Minister's program of Parliament. Any other issue that members you would want to raise? Honorable Matis. Members, any other issue that you wish to raise? If there is no other issue, members, Nyakemba, you have not changed. I'm disappointed. I declare the meeting, members, closed until further notice for the next meeting. Thank you. Thank you.